5 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, joined by my in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Well, today, it's going to be a little bit of a different day, because on Thursdays, usually right away in the morning, we are talking to Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. But we're going to talk to Pat just a little bit later on, because he'll be joining us in the second hour of the program. Right after we're done with Jennifer Vucicki at 9:06, we'll be talking to Pat Kreitlow about what's going on around the state and even around the country and world. I have a few topics I want to talk to Pat about, but we'll do that coming up a little bit after 9 o'clock. The reason we pushed him back a little bit is because this first hour, in fact, is pre-recorded. I came in really early this morning pre-recording it because I am heading over to Newman Catholic High School today to be the announcer for the pep rally for the Newman Catholic High School girls volleyball team. Cardinal girls heading to the state tournament. In fact, they're heading to Green Bay later this morning. But to send them off, the entire school is holding a pep assembly. And they've asked me to come on over, be the announcer, and I'm very, very happy to do so. I had a chance just last evening to talk to a couple of the Newman Catholic volleyball players on our big high school sports show, Lily Shields and Ashley Jankowski, and we'll hear that conversation coming up here in just a few minutes. But what I'm doing is heading over there, doing the pep rally, then coming right back, and I'll be live for the second hour of the show. So I just wanted to let you know, want to be totally transparent here about how we're doing things in the first hour. But I'll be back live with Jennifer Vucicki at 9:06, Pat Kreitlow right after that in hour number two of the program. Here in hour number one, coming up in the next segment, we will be going back to that discussion I had with those two Newman Catholic High School girls volleyball players, getting set for tomorrow's state semifinal. In fact, tomorrow's going to be interesting because at this time tomorrow morning, I will be at the Resch Center in Green Bay. We'll do the first hour of this program live from the Resch Center, and then we'll transition right into our pregame coverage of Newman against Prentice in the state tournament, Division 4 state semifinal tomorrow. So it's quite an exciting couple of days here. Be involved in the pep assembly here this morning and then head over to Green Bay. I would say bright and early tomorrow morning, but it's going to be dark and early tomorrow morning, and we'll do this program at 8 o'clock, and then at 8:50 we'll go right into our pregame show and the first serve of the state semifinal between Newman and Prentice live here on Bull Falls Radio, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app, 8:50, and then 9 o'clock for the first serve. To start things off this morning, I want to talk a little bit about humanity, because right now in our world, there's so much going on in terms of two incredibly tragic wars going on, one in Ukraine and one, of course, between Israel and Gaza. And here in this country, there is such a divide between so many people, and sometimes I think we lose sight of our basic humanity. And last night, myself got kind of a picture of that, because last evening, right before 6 o'clock, I'm sitting in this very chair in the studio. Across the way was my co-host of the big high school sports show, Jason Foster, and he's looking at his phone, looking at a text he got from his wife, and he said, well, Bobby Knight has died, and he said, I can't find anything right now on Twitter, but then it did pop up. And my first thought was, you know, Bobby Knight died. And my first thought was, again, guy known as maybe a bit of a bully as a head basketball coach for so many years. And frankly, the thing that kind of stood out lastly when it came to Bob Knight was in recent years, he was out there campaigning with Donald Trump. So, I've just had this negative feel for Bobby Knight for quite a long time. And especially when it came to the Trump thing, where I felt like, man, you know, after his entire life, after, you know, dealing with student athletes and dealing with basketball players who came from, you know, so many different backgrounds, for him to stand with a man like Donald Trump really annoyed me. And it was like, okay, this is Bob Knight, this is not a good guy, blah, blah, blah. And then last night I got home and I went on social media and I came across a thread of tweets, or the old tweets, I don't know what they call them, the threads, whatever you call it, on X, the former Twitter. And it kind of got me thinking about myself and my own humanity and how I need to be behaving and thinking. And especially when I'm here in front of this microphone, when I'm talking to you each morning. But the thread came from a man named Luke Eplin. He is an author, and he has a book out titled Our Team. It's on the 1948 Cleveland Indians. And it features a couple of the first black players ever in the American League. Larry Doby was the first black player ever to play in the American League. Of course, Jackie Robinson in the National League. Satchel Paige was a part of this 1948 Cleveland Indians team. And this book, basically on the last Cleveland baseball team that has won a World Series back in 1948. And he said, here's my Bobby Knight story. He wrote this just after Knight passed away yesterday. He says, this will be a longest thread. 2 years ago, I did an event with the Negro League Baseball Museum in Kansas City. The moderator told me afterward that Bobby Knight once had come to the museum and mentioned that he was a huge Cleveland Indians fan. Eplin said, so I got Knight's address, mailed him a copy of Our Team, and included my contact information. 1 week later, my phone rang. It was an Indiana number. I picked it up and heard an unmistakable voice. Luke, this is Coach Knight. His voice was fainter than I remembered, but I figured that he had simply gotten older. He thanked me for the book. To make small talk, I asked if he'd ever seen any of the players in Our Team in person. He paused and said, no, I didn't see them. I'm reading about them. Eplin said, I said, I know, but did you see them as a kid in Cleveland? Again, he replied, no, I didn't see them. I'm reading about them. Something felt wrong, so I thanked him for the call and then ended the call quickly. A few days later, Eplin got another call, this time from a different number in Indiana. It was a guy who said he'd been best friends with Bobby Knight for decades. He asked if Knight had called, and I say yes. He then said, oh, I was hoping he hadn't. The man told Eplin that Bobby Knight was suffering from Alzheimer's disease, and had become so advanced that he really didn't remember much at all about being the head coach of Indiana University, that he didn't remember players or anything like that. However, Knight could remember everything about the Cleveland Indians teams from his youth. If you had held up a picture of a baseball diamond, pointed at third base, and asked Bobby who played here during the 1948 season, he could shoot back Ken Keltner in an instant. So this guy told Eplin that he'd had dinner with Bobby Knight once or twice a week, and then afterward, he said that he had read the entirety of Our Team aloud, and Bobby would stop him at times to say he remembered that specific moment or game or event. So this man called Luke Eplin, the author, to tell him that the book had given comfort not only to Bobby Knight but to him, to recover, if only momentarily, the conversation with a friend he had known for decades. Eplin said, I gotta tell you, it was a strange feeling for me. I grew up in Illinois. Most of my family that attended college had gone to the University of Illinois, and if there was one thing that they could agree on, it was that Bobby Knight was the enemy, the more powerful rival in Indiana. But more strange than that, Eplin wrote, was that just knowing that in Knight's last few years, he was finding meaning in a book that I'd written, that it gave him and those around him comfort. I don't know, he said. It was the first time that I understand the book is something larger than me. Eplin says, I still haven't fully processed it. I never thought that I'd ever have a link with Bobby Knight, but then again, he probably never thought the same of me. All I can say is, it's an honor to know that something that I put out alleviated those final tough years of his life. R.I.P. I have to admit, when I was actually laying in bed last night when I read that thread. And it got to me, and it gets to me right now, in fact, that it's such an example of our common humanity that we can spend a lot of time talking about things that we disagree with or things that make us upset. And there are really good reasons to be upset about a lot of things that are happening. But let's not forget about our common humanity, that we are able to connect with people that we may disagree with. And again, Bobby Knight was a guy that I kind of followed for a very long time. Big basketball fan, college basketball. I read, if you've never read A Season on the Brink by John Feinstein, it was about the Indiana basketball team for a full season in the mid-1980s. And I don't know how Feinstein ever got the access, but it was warts and all about Bobby Knight. And as I said, when Bobby Knight was seen on the campaign trail with Donald Trump, it really annoyed me. It made me think, you know, again about this bully, a guy that was known as a bully at times during his basketball career. So my reaction yesterday when I heard that he had passed away sitting in this very chair was basically a shrug of the shoulders that, you know, didn't like this guy anyway, you know. And then I read this, and I did not know Knight was suffering through Alzheimer's. And to read this story about how this man touched and was touched by Bob Knight. And then again, the one line, I never thought I'd have a link with Bobby Knight. You know, I kind of feel like I have a link with Bobby Knight now because of how I feel after reading this thread. I guess the point is, again, don't lose our humanity. Make sure that we keep our humanity and be able to connect with people that even we disagree with, that we don't let the disagreements take our humanity away, that we can still feel bad and grieve for somebody who suffered in his last years, even if we disagreed with him at times during his life. So again, let's try to be our best selves as we start this Thursday. Going to take a break and then come back and hear, again, an interesting conversation with a couple. Chat Home Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, tomorrow morning I'll be heading to Green Bay, the Resch Center, as the Newman Catholic High School girls volleyball team will take on Prentice in a Division IV state semifinal. You'll be able to hear the match live right here on Bow Falls Radio, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa, and the Civic app, starting with the pregame show at 8:50. And the first serve at 9 p.m. Well, last night on the Big High School Sports Show, I had a chance to talk to a pair of Newman Cardinal volleyball players, Lily Shields and Ashley Jankowski. I was joined by former Wausau West football coach Jason Foster for the discussion, but outstanding season for both these young ladies, getting ready to go for the state tournament, and here's the conversation that we had.
What has it been like since Saturday night when you were able to earn that sectional championship, be able to know that you're heading to state? I imagine this week has been a bit of a whirlwind.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. We're still like taking in the moment every practice, just being grateful that we have the opportunity to be at state. And yeah, it's kind of surreal so far, like hasn't really set in yet. But
Ashley, what about you?
Yes, like all of the things you don't think about in state, like Betty sending all of the details, it just doesn't feel real yet.
Well, so far this season, I think your record's something around 32-10, if I'm not mistaken. You finished second in the Merriwood South. You faced some really good competition as well, non-conference, as they, I know that Jason saw you and you faced Wausau West. I think you beat West twice this year, if I'm not mistaken. You faced some other Division I squads. As you look at the regular season, were there any highlights for your team where you thought, okay, this is really coming together. This is a team that has the potential to do something special, to make it to a state tournament. Was there a moment this season where you felt like, hey, this is really big?
I would say our game versus Everest, which was our first game before playoffs. We really came together and like fought hard because they're a very scrappy, like powerful team. And I think that really prepared us well for playoffs.
Ashley, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. Going to 5 with Everest was good.
So we talked a little bit before we got on air, so I'm repeating this question for you now. So I've been fortunate enough to watch you guys play twice this year. Been very impressed. Two things. One is watching you very early in the season. It was one of our first games of the season. To watching you very the Saturday before we started the playoffs, how much you guys improved and how good you were. One of the things that really stuck out to me is how well coached you seem. So tell me a little bit about what it's like coaching or playing for Betty, who's kind of a volleyball legend in our area and has a lot of success. What's it like every day to go to practice, and what are some things that you really love about playing for?
We're so lucky to have a Hall of Fame coach at, like Betty, and she always brings like the energy and knows how to keep us focused during practice, but still like make it fun. And I think we're just beyond grateful to have an amazing coach like her.
Yes, and with how many years she's coached, she's figured out like which coaching styles work best for each player. So I think she's able to bring out like us and the best player we can be.
This season, again, as we run up to your state appearance on Friday, Newman Catholic has had a great tradition in volleyball. I mean, they, you know, was it 4 state titles in a row, I think, in the last decade? Obviously, you know, for you girls, it's a little different, but does that mean anything to you that after being, I think it's been 4 years since Newman's been to state, does it mean something to reestablish Newman at this level?
Yes, especially like having Coach Betty come back to Newman and being able to go back for her, like that's just really cool to us. And we've like had like siblings in the past go to state, so we know like how fun it is, and we're wanting to experience it ourselves.
Anything to add, Ashley?
I guess all through middle school, going to state games and watching Newman, I'm excited to actually be on the court this year.
Let's talk about each of your games. So number one, first Lily and then Ashley, what are your positions? What are you known for on the court?
I'm a setter.
And I'm a middle hitter.
And the thing about it is, and something that's a little different, so many of the teams have, you know, that one special power player. With what Jason has told me in terms of your team, it's a little different. You're very fundamentally sound. How would you describe the strengths of your team as a whole? What makes you tough to beat?
I would say we're all like so well-rounded players. Like we don't have a libero, so our middles even play back row, and having all of us like be able to do multiple skills really helps us be like unpredictable to teams.
Ashley will say, yep, that's right.
Yeah, and I, not being super knowledgeable in volleyball, when I watch you guys play, the first thing that I see is the ball doesn't hit the ground when it comes to your side of the net. And I think it has to do with, obviously, it doesn't just happen. You guys obviously have a good strategy and are very well placed out on the court. Is it the same every week, regardless who you play? Or does Betty spend a lot of time like preparing to play Everest and then like preparing this last weekend to play Leona? Like, is it different each and every time? Or is it, this is who you guys are and it's the same match in and match out?
No, I say she prepares us for an opponent that we're going to face. Like, we'll watch film on them and figure out the open spots and try and fix our weak spots and see where they score the most.
When you look at your team, besides yourselves, who do you consider the leaders on this squad? Who have been maybe between the lines and maybe even outside the lines, the players that have been maybe the most, either most vocal or brought the most leadership to your squad?
I think Paige Gould is really good at keeping us all like focused and engaged, and she has really good leadership on and off the court, and yeah, she has really good communication too.
Each of you have had siblings who have been part of Newman Athletics. How much did you find out being around it over the years? Because obviously you've been around it. You've been able to, you know, get the feel of what it's like to be, in this case, in volleyball, but obviously both in softball as well and on the hardwood. How much has it, I don't know, either helped or just brought to what you've been able to accomplish being around it for, you know, even before you were in high school?
I think it really helped like me understand how much hard work and dedication is put into the sport and how like different it is from, you know, like middle school to high school. And that's just really cool to like see how hard they worked and how they achieved their goals like year in and year out.
Nothing to add, Ashley. Come on. Nodding on the radio doesn't always work. Come on.
No.
Again, we're talking to Lily Shields and Ashley Jankowski from Newman Catholic High School, members of the Cardinals girls volleyball team that is heading to the state tournament, Division 4 state semifinal, taking on Prentice on Friday morning. The first match on Friday morning at 9 a.m. Prentice, you faced them twice. You beat them twice. So the old saying is it's hard to beat a good team three times, but what did you see against Prentice? What were the keys in those first matchups? What do you expect to see this week? It doesn't matter because it's such a different environment, obviously, playing either in the Newman Gym or wherever else you played, because I know you play in a lot of tournaments as well during the course of the season. It's obviously very different at the Resch Center, but what did you see from Prentice when you faced them during the regular season?
We learned that they're a very scrappy team, so we always need to be ready for the ball to come back. And they have good servers, so we need to focus on our serve receive and get the good first ball.
Anything else, Lily, that jumped out about Prentice?
I just say, like what I said, like staying aggressive on our side and trying to get them out of system, because then we can like shade block to where they're going to
More of our conversation with Newman Catholic High School volleyball players Lily Shields and Ashley Jankowski coming up after a news update next. This is the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, overcast skies as we start this Thursday morning. The time is 8:34, and we'll have a complete update on what to expect weather-wise if you're hitting the roads for the weekend with Jennifer Vucicki coming up at 9:06. And I want to talk to Jennifer for one reason. For all of you, for the weekend forecast, but for myself as well, because tomorrow I am heading to Green Bay for the WIAA Girls Volleyball Tournament as the Newman Cardinals will take on Prentice in a Division 4 state semifinal, which you can hear live right here on Bow Falls Radio, starting with the pregame show at 8:50 and the first serve at 9 a.m. Again, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And we're going to continue the conversation that we had last evening on the Big High School Sports Show, Jason Foster and myself, with Newman Catholic volleyball standouts Lily Shields and Ashley Jankowski, as they get set to hit the court at the Resch Center in Green Bay tomorrow.
So Chad talked a little while ago about your past volleyball success and all your championships. Most recently, Newman Catholic's been known for its eight-man football.
It's a good thing you said that, because when you say Wausau Newman, it's not right.
Okay, all right.
And there have been people that say Wausau Newman, it's not right. It's Newman Catholic.
All right, Homer.
No. It's about accuracy. It's accuracy, and I believe in accuracy.
All right, back to my question. So last two years, eight-man football state champions, boys basketball state champions. What is it like Wausau West is right next door, 1,500 plus kids. We don't have as many athletes who play three sports or kind of they focus on. So what is the culture at Newman Catholic like, having the rich history of traditions and boys and girls sports being back there now for you guys? And what is it like to have those traditions? And what is it like what was your role in supporting the boys in their championships last year? And are they kind of, is it reciprocal? Are they all in this year? And will they all be down at over in Green Bay on Friday watching you guys play?
Yes, for sure. We're all super close because, you know, super small school, 100 kids. So we do all we can to make it fun with as many people as we have. So they're always great coming to the games and being loud. And we love going to support them at their like football, basketball, and yeah.
When we talk to the student athletes, we want to go beyond the actual sport that you're playing, because so often, as Jason said, the multi-sport athletes, and I think I kind of took the answer away a little earlier, but both of you multi-sport athletes, each of you, tell us again, what sports are you involved in at Newman Catholic?
We both play volleyball, basketball, and softball.
And I'm going to assume that none of your coaches are listening right now, because we always hate asking this question, but got to ask it. Do you each have a favorite sport?
Mine is definitely volleyball.
I don't know if I have a favorite, but it's not basketball. So, volleyball or softball.
Oh, come on. Your dad is the coach for softball, right?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
You're not going to say softball?
No,
it's all good. Also, beyond sports, obviously sports must keep you both exceptionally busy. How do you go about trying to have the balance? Because nowadays, even during the summer, you're asked to be involved in off season activities. And I'm sure coaches from all your sports want you to be involved in this or want you to be involved in that. How do you try to keep it a balance where you don't get burned out or lose maybe that love of the game that ultimately brought you to it? Do you have any, you know, maybe suggestions for folks out there, students that are in multiple sports, on how to keep a good balance and keep that fire burning as brightly as possible?
I would say, well, for schoolwork, like being as productive as you can in school, but then like not burning out, I say the people in the sport help a lot. Like if you go to practice and have fun with people every day, you don't get tired of it.
Yeah, like what Ash said, just make it as fun as you can, and yeah.
So when you're not playing sports and all your travel ball that goes along with it, 12 months out of the year, what do you like to, when you have free time, what do you like to do outside of sports?
Maybe just hang out with my siblings or go on walks.
Yeah, I like to hang out with like my family or friends, and
what's your favorite class, each of you? This is always the hardest one, it seems like, for our guests. What is the favorite class?
And I guarantee you, whatever your answer is, it will not be the worst one we've ever got.
I like lifetime wellness. It just teaches you how to better yourself.
I'm in an online sign language class this year, so that's been really fun.
Wow. How much sign do you know?
Not a whole lot yet, but, you know, we're learning.
No, that's fantastic. I know, Lily, you're a junior, right?
Yes.
And Ashley, you're a senior now?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously, Lily, you got more time to think about this, but Ashley, do you have any thoughts of moving, you know, continuing in athletics in some way at the next level?
Probably just intramurals. I don't want to play, like, fully for a sport for college.
Do you have an idea on maybe what area you want to study at this point? Or are you still open?
Probably something in the medical field. I don't know where, but something.
And I know there's still time left, Lily, but in terms of the future, do you have any ideas on what you'd like to get involved in maybe as an adult when you get to that point?
Yeah, I know I definitely want to continue my volleyball career if I can, and then study speech pathology or type of therapy.
I saw that. I just saw on social media, I think either yesterday or the night before, your sister starting her senior year now at River Falls, right?
It's crazy. It's her senior night tonight, which
really?
Is super weird.
How is she doing, Lauren?
She's doing great,
because,
yeah.
I mean, she was such a fantastic athlete at Newman, both on the volleyball court and on the basketball court as well. And how often are you able to get to see her in action on the volleyball court? Because obviously you're very busy yourself. Are you able to see her very much?
Not a whole lot. Like when they play at like Stevens Point, I get to watch her, but I watch her like live streams.
Well, those live streams, they're always out there nowadays. Going back to Friday, obviously, as I said earlier, it is a different environment being in an arena like that with so many people. And one of the interesting things about volleyball, and I've, you know, been fortunate back in the day where Newman was going all the time, is how they have two games at the same time. Both semifinals are played at the same time. And I know that you have these big events during the season where there's multiple games going on, but for a state semifinal to be in a big arena with another match going on next to you, how much is the mental aspect important on Friday morning?
I think we definitely just need to take in the moment, and then make sure we're just playing our game and not letting anything affect us. And just
staying confident and do what we know how to do.
So what is your, like in a normal game or the playoff games that you just got done with, what is your pregame ritual for? Like, do you guys do something as a team? Are you very individualized, or what? How do you prepare for a game?
I'm like when we're on a bus ride down, sometimes we do a little meditation before, and then once we get in the locker room, we turn off all the lights, have a little dance party.
That's actually one of the interesting things. For people that don't go to volleyball games very often, there is an energy both within the teams and also within the environment itself that is unique. Would you say to any of the sports that you play that you're almost allowed, you're almost almost expected to really put your emotions on your sleeve? Is that a good way to put it?
Yes, I agree.
It's the only sport I've been to where the team has its own cheers. Like everything that happens, there's a cheer that goes along with it. It's very cool. Yes. The one other thing that's out there right now a lot is how good the Badgers are in volleyball and how much exposure just generally college volleyball is getting right now.
They set a record Sunday for national
television. Obviously being good in our state is a big part of it and brings it to our attention. But the Nebraska sold out their football stadium is that exciting too, to know that there's that attention being drawn to the sport right now as well?
Yeah, super exciting.
And when we put it together Friday, what does your team have to, what are the biggest keys when you go into it, maybe mentally, that, because obviously every team has its strengths, has its weaknesses. What are the most important aspects that your team is going to have to execute to make sure you play then on Saturday morning for a state championship?
Obviously just keeping to what we know and just being confident and being focused the whole game.
Come on, gotta be one more thing, Lily. What?
I'd say like stay fast and keep being unpredictable so we can like kind of catch our opponents off guard early.
And we also ask a question to our student athletes to wrap it up, and especially for the seniors, but Lily can jump in as well because you've been around it quite a bit. But if you have an opportunity for a younger player, maybe a freshman that's just starting their athletic journey at Newman Catholic, and a piece of advice that you learned through your multiple sports and through the years of your athletic competition, what piece of advice would you give somebody who's starting their journey, maybe a thought to go into the hopefully a very exciting 4-year period of their lives?
I would say always be confident on the court. It doesn't matter what grade you are, like, know you always play your best, and then just enjoy it.
Anything to add, Lily?
I'd say just play like every game's your last, because you know it goes fast.
It certainly does. Well, number one, congratulations, obviously making it to state. So it's not easy. It really is not easy. Not many student athletes get that opportunity. Enjoy Green Bay, enjoy the Resch Center, enjoy the entire process, and good luck both Friday and hopefully on Saturday as well.
Lily Shields and Ashley Jankowski. Lily, a junior. Ashley, a senior from the Newman Catholic High School girls volleyball team. Again, it was terrific to have both the ladies come in last evening for our big high school sports show and to be able to talk to them in this very exciting week. Again, as we mentioned, it's not easy. There's so much that goes into a team being successful, and this Newman Catholic team has done such an outstanding job this season, making it to the state tournament, part of the Final Four in Division Four. They'll be in a state semifinal tomorrow against the Prentice Buccaneers, and again, we are so very excited to bring you the action. To be able to go over to Green Bay, for those folks who can't make it tomorrow morning, who may have to either work or just be here in town, to be able to bring you the action tomorrow morning is something that we do take a lot of pride in. And again, we're very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that continues to be the play-by-play source for area high school athletics. And tomorrow, 8:50 for the pregame, 9 o'clock for the first serve, Newman Catholic and Prentice. right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. And again, we'll be doing this program. I will be heading over very early tomorrow morning, just after 8 o'clock. I'll be on the air for this show, the Chad Holmes Show, live from the Resch Center. So it's going to be kind of fun tomorrow. It's going to be kind of different. It's kind of interesting. So hopefully you can be with us starting for this program at 8 o'clock and then stick around for the volleyball matchup. And then we'll join back with Asgore's Wisconsin after that. So a lot of excitement and a lot to really look forward to, not just tomorrow, but throughout the course of the weekend. Lots of activities going on, and I'm sure that a few of you have some outdoor activities, maybe still trying to squeeze in a few outdoor activities before the winter rolls in, and then you turn to the winter outdoor activities like skiing and snowboarding and sledding and the like. But we'll find out what to expect weather-wise coming up in just a few minutes at 9:06. We'll be talking to Jennifer Vucicki about that, and also coming up in the second hour, we'll be speaking to Pat Kreitlow about the issues of the week as well. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO. Again, it was great to, and again, I say this all the time, I really am lucky to be able to do what I do. I enjoy doing this show every morning, be able to talk about issues. I know it's a privilege. It really is a privilege to be able to talk about things that are important to me, to give my perspective on certain issues that are going on, whether in our area, our state, or our country, and hopefully be able to give you the perspective that I have and maybe, you know, give you something to think about and be able to talk to interesting people. And also to be able to do on Wednesday evenings our big high school sports show, to be able to talk to young ladies and like Lily Shields and Ashley Jankowski and to young men that we've had come in during the course of the football season, and then to be able to talk to the girls and boys that play basketball and hockey during the winter. I mean, again, as I think about it, over the last number of years as I've done that program, the incredible number of student athletes that we've had come into studio and be able to talk to and be able to learn about and to be able to get maybe a little more perspective. And also, it's fun to have, because for many of these student athletes, it's the first time they've sat down for an interview like this that where they've talked for a number of minutes to be with us for 15 or 20 minutes and to be able to really maybe go deeper than they would if, say, one of the TV folks came for a couple of sound bites you see on the news. It's great when they do that. It's great to see the kids on the sportscast during the news on Channel 7 or Channel 9 or Channel 12. But this is different, and so often they come in a little bit nervous because they haven't done this before. And every time, I can't remember anybody who said, boy, I really did not enjoy that. By the time we get done, it seems as though they do enjoy it. And I know that it's wonderful for the families, the parents, the relatives, the friends to be able to hear them on the air as well. So, again, I feel very fortunate to be able to talk to the student athletes and to be able to have our big high school sports show that we do every August through March here on Bull Falls Radio. So make sure, if you haven't done so previously, you join us on Wednesday nights from 6 until 8 p.m. And of course, if you missed the show last night, the entirety, we had Stratford head football coach Jason Tubbs on as they get set for their matchup with Auburndale tomorrow evening, and we talked about the football playoffs and more. So again, you can go to bullfallsradio.com, to civicmedia.us, or wherever you get your podcast. Just search out Big High School Sports Show and you'll be able to join us and on Wednesday nights from 6 till 8, and then listen if you miss it on the podcast page as well. Well, last night, baseball season came to an end, and came to an end on November the 1st. Game number 5 of the World Series went to the Texas Rangers. Texas defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0. In fact, it was an interesting game that the Rangers did not have a hit for the first 6 innings. And Arizona had all sorts of opportunities to take the lead. They had runners in scoring position pretty much all night. Could never get that big hit, so it stayed scoreless until the top of the 7th. Rangers would score a run in the top of the 7th and really put it away with 4 runs in the top of the 9th inning. But the big, I think, aspect of this is it is the first World Series championship for Texas in their franchise history. They started as a franchise in 1961 as the new Washington Senators. If I know way too much history, but there was an original Washington Senators franchise that was in the nation's capital from the early part of the 20th century until 1960. After the 1960 season, Calvin Griffith, the owner of the Washington Senators, moved them to Minneapolis, and they became the Minnesota Twins. So today's Minnesota Twins originally started as the Washington Senators until the 1961 season. But part of the deal to allow Griffith to move his team to the Twin Cities was for an expansion team to be put into Washington, D.C., and that became the new Washington Senators. And they were the Senators for 11 years, from 1961 to 1971. And then in 1972, the Senators moved to Arlington, Texas, and became the Texas Rangers. And during the entirety of that franchise's history, from 1961 until last night, the Rangers had not won a World Series. So now that that franchise has won a World Series, the two franchises, I should say, that have gone the longest without winning a World Series ever in their history, one is the San Diego Padres. They were put into the National League in 1969. The other is the Milwaukee Brewers. The Milwaukee Brewers started as the Seattle Pilots in 1969, moved to Milwaukee in 1970, and have never won a World Series. So now the question is, will it be the Milwaukee Brewers or the San Diego Padres that win a World Series first? I hope sometime in our life that we do see that happen. In fact, when the Brewers made it to the World Series, the only time they made it to the World Series back in 1982, I saw some games in September of that year. I was only 11 years old at the time. Saw the last two home games of the regular season when the Brewers faced the Baltimore Orioles. And then, of course, the Brewers were able to beat Baltimore on the last day of the season in Baltimore to win the division championship, beat the California Angels in the American League Championship Series, and then lose a heartbreaker to St. Louis in 7 games in the World Series. But the Brewers have never got that close. They should have won that series. Again, to this day, I think they got a couple of really poor calls in game number 2 where they had a chance to take a 2-0 lead in St. Louis, but a couple of poor calls behind the plate led to a bases loaded walk and a 5-4 Cardinals win. Not that I'm still living that out, but hopefully someday the Brewers will have that opportunity to win a World Series. And will it be under Craig Counsell? We don't know. We're still waiting to find out. Craig Counsell has already interviewed with the Cleveland Guardians. He's going to be talking to the New York Mets, and then we'll see whether or not he decides to take one of those positions or to return to Milwaukee and stay as manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, next up, it will be the news. And again, so much going on. We'll get the latest on a potential ceasefire, a proposal made by the President of the United States, Joe Biden, concerning Israel and Gaza. Get the details on that with CBS. We will have Brittany Merlot back with a look at Central Wisconsin news from Civic Media and Bow Falls Radio. Then at 9:06, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Jennifer Vuchiski, about the weather. And then right after that, it will be Pat Kreitlow. So lots to come. Keep it right here. Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO.